Port won six of their last seven games. They smoked Freo by 69 points Saturday. Joining us, Port's Matty White. Matty, thanks for your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. Season 2015's over. What's the overwhelming feeling for you?
Disappointment, for sure. It's pretty hard knowing that we're not playing finals and that our year's done. So it's a little bit lacklustre year for me. I'm disappointed that it's ending.
Lessons learnt?
Yeah, there's quite a few that are going to come out of it. We're going to do a big review tomorrow with the coaching staff and show that our last 6 weeks... Well, the last 6 or 7 weeks of the way that we want to play footy, and we didn't bring that the first half of the year.
Would it be fair to say, just hearing the people we've interviewed, it's all been about aggression was the number one thing, and there's probably been a bit more enthusiasm. If you compare that to that period between round 6 and round 14 where you lost 6 of 8, you were a bit listless during that period, so that they're the two of the things you would suggest?
Yeah, that's definitely two of the things that we'll be looking at. I think, as we've spoken about as a club the last few weeks, is the aggression that we have out there is contagious, and it makes footy fun. Like, we all like having a little bit of a biff and a push and a shove at times, and it's definitely a fun way to play football.
So that's unsociable. So you think that'll be the key for pre-season into next year?
Yeah, I think so. As Kenny's been saying, we started our pre-season a few weeks ago and starting to get those building blocks. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing.
I think the other thing is the second half of the year, you're the second best defence. That team defence, you just all bought back into that, which was the strength of last year. And I think that, for me, is the biggest thing. I think aggression's aggression and ball movement or whatever, but that's the one. And Ken says it all comes from that, the defence.
Yeah, definitely our best footy comes off a good defence. I think we had time in forward half on the weekend was something ridiculous, but that's what we're trying to do every week and just lock that ball inside our forward half, which we couldn't do early in the year.
I noticed after the game, everyone went around and they said goodbye to the crowd, and we'll talk about that because that was a fantastic roll-up on the weekend. But then Ken got the group together and he spoke at length. Just want to sort of give us a little bit of what he was talking about.
I was just about the way that we finished off that 4 weeks and how we played, and that was the start of our pre-season, so we're getting a good foothold into getting off on the good foot, trying to get that out, and just saying that it's the last time that this group potentially could play together. So we're just enjoy the moment, but know that it's going to hurt watching everybody playing finals the next few weeks.
Well, he's got ammo because you can say this just cannot happen again. We cannot let these 39,000 diehard fans, and that was a great turnout, Bix, happen again. I'm more interested at his quarter-time huddle. I had the goggles on that. He said, bring it in, boys. You all brought it in. And then there was some spit and spray coming out of that gob. And then before I knew it, you're all back at the huddle in the middle of the ground. He gave you both barrels.
Yeah, he definitely had that loaded and ready to go. He was not too happy with that first quarter, which we were pretty bad in that first quarter. We didn't play the way that we wanted to, and He rightly told us all about it.
Just on that, was that difficult? Because we looked at all the teams that that played against sides that had players that were rested, and I just wonder whether subconsciously you think, oh, the opposition's got 11 players out, we're just going to come out and just do it, because it happened at Richmond. Adelaide were sluggish really early as well, so I was just wondering, did you talk about it prior to the game?
Oh, we spoke about the way that they were going to come out. We knew that a few guys who were getting their first crack at footy were going to have a red-hot dip, and we had to match that and go a bit harder. Unfortunately, that first quarter we didn't do it, and took a nice Kenny spray to get us back in line, and off we went.
But just on that, again, the response, 9 unanswered goals. When Ken and that coaching group speak, that's the connection. That's what you want to see. It's about the response, and every time he does that, there is a response. I guess you've got to get to the point where you don't need him to do that.
Yeah, we're still working on that. Pretty young group, and Kenny's still got the work ahead of him with telling us what to do, but we're getting there. We're maturing pretty quickly around the club, and hopefully the sprays won't be there next year.
Exit meetings today, yeah?
Today and tomorrow for the boys. I've got mine tomorrow morning, afternoon, with Kenny and the boys.
So talk us through the medicals. How intense is that? Because you do that as well, don't you?
Yeah,
fat tests or whatnot?
We did all that sort of stuff a few weeks ago so that the fitness staff could get the what our program's ready to go, but our medicals today were just to check over old injuries and make sure that we're going to be right in the off-season and come back firing the start of pre-season.
In terms of, I think everyone sort of associates the end of the year, you get knocked out, there's some sort of Mad Monday or whatever you call it. That seems to have, or seems to be going the way of the dodo. Is that something your club still participates in?
No, we're not having one this year. We've had a few gatherings together, but no Mad Monday as such. With the Magpies playing finals, it's a bit hard because you can't have, I think it's 18 or 19 guys who are playing for the Magpies can't be part of it. And we want to, if we're going to do something, we want to do it together with both Power and Magpies, and we'll just wait till the end of the year for them.
Mm. Well, you don't have to call it Mad Monday. It can be a Wacky Wednesday.
There's plenty of names that you can come up with, but we're just going to keep it quiet this year.
Mm. So just on the drinking aspect, you guys have a really strict policy. Can you explain what that was this year?
We can only drink on 8-day breaks and if we're not travelling. Sometimes Kenny will allow us to have a few drinks here and there, but standard curfews of 2 o'clock and it's just too hard these days. I've had a few drinks this weekend after the game and I'm struggling now. So.
I was going to say, your eyes look a bit...
Yeah, I'm 28 now. I can't keep up with the young boys, but it's okay.
See, I'd miss having a frothy for that amount of time. It's great dedication, isn't it, really, Bix?
Oh, that's it. Well, but in the end, I guess it's either make that sacrifice or you drop behind everyone else. So you either do it or you go by the wayside.
It's a tough time of the year with player transfers, trades and delistings. You got Pollock in 2013, gave away a first rounder. Ryder in 2014, gave away a first rounder. Looks like Charlie Dixon's coming to town.
Yeah, from all reports, he's asked to come to us, which would be a great get if we can get the job done.
Okay. You don't want to lose a Jay Shules at the other end, but do you?
No, definitely not. We definitely want him to hang around and hopefully him and the club can sort it all out.
Another one's Johnny Butcher. He is just such a crowd favourite and he can just win a ball like no other, crash a pack like no other. We know his faults is his kicking. Where do you think he'll be? How's he handled this last month?
Oh, I think he's handled it brilliantly, the way he's come in and just taken on that role.
Yeah.
And, as you said, crashing packs, taking marks in the packs. Obviously, a few things are letting him down, but to have that kind of bloke around the club, he's definitely a great clubman and we want him to hang around as long as he can.
Well, our fingers are crossed for him. And again, it is the silly season with all that sort of stuff. Are you doing anything on the holidays? When do you break up?
So as of Wednesday is our last day at the club.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm off to Tassie next week to go play golf down at Barmboogle.
Barm where?
Barmboogle.
Where's that at?
It's about an hour and a bit out of Launceston.
So you're a bit of a golfer, eh? You obviously organise a golfing trip. You must rate yourself. What are you off?
I'm off 11. Bokey's got me at the moment off 9. I think he put in a couple of dodgy cards to get that. But we did have a big crew of us going down. But unfortunately, a few guys with little surgeries to clean them up. So it looks like it's just Jay Schultz, myself, and I think Gussie Monfries is coming down. So.
Oh, the old Gussie, he'll be wanting to put a line in the water.
He'll be putting a line in the water. He's got his cards ready to go at night and he's cleaning up his golf sticks as we speak. So
he's a ripper.
He's taking over at the moment, but it's going to be a good little time down there.
What's your local club where you play golf?
I'm at Grange.
You're at Grange.
Yeah,
East or West, which one do you like the best?
I've been playing better out on the West at the moment. Yeah. The East, I don't know why. I just can't land the ball on the greens on the East. It's weird.
The gotcha grass gets me on the East.
Just looking at the finals, there's 8 teams left now, so it's been halved. Do you have a bit of an opinion on who you think might be playing off in the grand final this year?
I'd like to see, funnily enough, I'd like to see a West Coast Freo final. It'd be quite good, but I think it could be a Hawthorn-West Coast final in the end. Hawthorn will get the game up and going the way they do, and West Coast been playing an amazing year, so I'd like to see them get up.
Yeah,
on that, you guys beat Hawthorn twice, and then stumbled at Carlton and Brisbane. That must just make you spew.
Yeah, very much so. It's been one of those years that we look back and look at the good stuff, and there's a bit of bad stuff as well. So we'll rectify that for next year, and go bigger and better.
Have they talked about Dubai? Is that still on the cards for pre-season?
I don't know, to be honest. No. I hope not. Dubai's a nice place to go to and visit. It's not a very nice place to go and train, thanks to Burjo and what he has in store for us every time we go over there. So I'm hoping we don't, but we'll find out.
And what are you hearing about next year's pre-season? Pretty early on last year we heard it was going to get ramped up and it was
15%.
10 or 15%. What's the theory this year?
I'm hoping it's not 10-15% again. But
have you got that much in the tank?
Oh, I don't know if I do. I'm getting too old for this. It'll probably be something similar to what we did last year. Mm-hmm. They'll pick it up again. Changing of rotations down to 90 might make it a little bit more lengthy in our running, but we'll just see what happens.
And no sub.
No sub, which is, I think, it's a good thing.
Players have just celebrated that. That was ridiculous. How many times were you subbed that particular year?
I think I played 11 games and was subbed for 8 of them or something.
Yeah, come on, there sub's gone, man. Look at the smile on his face.
Well, that's how we ended up at Port Adelaide, supposedly. So it's always a silver lining. We've got what we call the Fast Five, so do you mind doing that with us?
All right, here we go.
Okay.
5AA, Fast Five.
I think the intro is better than anything that any of the questions, but it doesn't matter. We'll move on. Who is likely to blow out in the weight department postseason?
Me.
Seriously?
Every year I get in trouble, so this year I'm going on very strict diets.
Okay, stick to the Sayo biscuits. What is something you are looking forward to doing that you couldn't do during the year?
It's been eating.
Eating?
Eating pies and chips.
Oh, come on, mate.
Who won't you miss seeing at the club on a daily basis during your break?
I don't know.
Burjo,
yeah, I'll go with Burjo just because he's not going to tell me to run.
Who do you think will do the best for your team at the Brownlow Medal?
Chatty, I reckon. Chatty for sure.
Yep, and finally, who wins the flag? Give us a tip. We know you're grand finalist, so it's one of those two, I guess.
I'm going to go with Hawthorn, but deep down I want West Coast to win it.
Well, there you go, the Hawks for, what would that be? 3 in a row?
Will be.
The three-peat. That would be outstanding. Joining Brisbane, who did it about a decade or so ago. Hey, thanks, Matty, so much for joining us. We love having you. We appreciate making the effort to come. Enjoy. I guess you've got 1 or 2 days to go, but then after that, enjoy your time off and look forward to seeing you back bigger and better than ever next year.
Thank you, boys. Thank you very much.
Whack 'em straight down the middle. Ports, Matty White, our guest.